This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to Breaking Bread, the show where we explore food through culture, conversations, and a whole lot of curiosity. I'm your host, Lo Yi-jun, a food writer and recipe developer from the Jun & Tonic blog. And every week on this show, we explore a particular dish, ingredients, or culinary story, and I bring in some food friends and experts to feed our bellies and minds. Today, we are exploring a sensation that as Malaysians, we should all be very familiar with. I am talking about spiciness. And yes, I said sensation because contrary to popular belief, spiciness isn't a flavor. It's actually a feeling. And with the rise of Samyang noodle challenges and schadenfreude-inducing food shows, I thought it'd be fun to explore the science and culture behind spicy foods. So on this episode, we first talked to Dr. Chong Li Chu, a lecturer and program director at the School of Culinary Arts and Food Studies at Taylor's University, where we learn about the science of spiciness. And in the second half of the show, we'll eat something spicy with Jin Lim and Brandon Ho from Ginny Boy TV, also creators of The Hot Guys Show. I'm speaking to Dr. Chong Li Chu, the program director of the Bachelor of Science degree in Culinology under the School of Culinary Arts and Food Studies at Taylor's University. So today we're talking about spiciness, right? And to a lot of Malaysians, it feels that spiciness is something that we taste, but actually it's not so much a taste as it is a sensation or feeling, right?
Spiciness actually is not a taste. Taste is a sensation when a chemical reacts with our taste receptor on the taste bud inside our mouth. In fact, spiciness is more to a pain signal.
So when we eat spicy food, right, it's actually hurting our tongues, is it?
It's not really hurting our tongue, but just the feeling that sends by our brain telling us that, hey, something is burning, something is hot. This is because the receptor that detected the substance, which is the capsaicin, instead of binding to our taste bud, it binds to the vanilla receptor 1. This receptor is more or easily triggered by heat and injury.
So you said heat there, right? So that's why when we taste something that's very spicy, it almost tastes like it's burning our tongues, right?
So when capsaicin binds to VR1, it will signal our brain that your mouth is hot and burning. In fact, this is like a false alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are no fire, but you feel the fire is there.
And how do we alleviate this fire? Because a lot of people say, drinking water won't really help with getting the spiciness out of your mouth, right? And instead, you should drink milk instead?
Yes, because putting off the fire using water is not the concept here. We can use, because there is just a feeling, there are no real fire there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What we can do is, yes, is we drinking some milk or dairy products like yogurt also will help to neutralize the capsaicin. Some report mentioned that even lime juice, something citrus, can also help to reduce this burning sensation.
Okay. And you personally, do you like spicy food?
I love spicy food.
And what's your favorite spicy food out there?
Sichuan cuisine.
Oh, Sichuan cuisine. Yeah. But that's a very different kind of spiciness, right? Because Sichuan, usually they use the Sichuan pepper, which gives you the mala or the numbing sort of feeling rather than a burning pain, right?
Mala, from the feeling, the sensation from the Sichuan pepper, actually they react differently. Instead of binding to our taste bud or the VR1, it's bind to another receptor called tactile receptor, which is more to a touch receptor. So when we eat mala or the peppercorn, it will going to stimulate the vibration, the touch sensation.
Ah.
So yeah, that's why our lips or mouth will feel numb.
Huh. So is it still capsaicin at work, or is it a different compound entirely?
It will be a different compound.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Ah. So you like the mala kind of spiciness rather than the regular capsaicin hit, is it?
I will like both, because by eating spicy food that from chilies or pepper, you will have the rush of feel good feelings. Yeah, it has been documented that the rush of feel good energy after eating spicy food is from endorphin.
Mm.
Yeah, which is a chemical that produced in the brain that make us feel like happy, love. So capsaicin causes our body to release the endorphin and block the pain receptor.
Ah, so it's kind of like, it's kind of messed up, right? It's like, it makes you feel pain, but at the same time, it makes you feel pleasure as well.
If it makes you feel pain, but after a while, you might feel happy.
So then you go and eat more.
You will eat more. So that's why some people, at first, they don't like spiciness, but there is possibility for them to change from love or crave for spicy food.
Mm.
Yeah.
And was it the same for you? So like in the beginning, did you slowly, you know, grow up and desensitize yourself to the feeling of pain?
I think it slowly developed. Yeah, because of the eating habit.
Mm.
Yeah, I think many of us always say that if you grow in a family that used to spicy food, you can take the spicy food very well. And maybe this is because of genetic, but actually this is not. Just like how we get used to something, like this is a pain receptor, slowly, sooner you get catch up on the tolerance you're able to perceive.
So it's something that you can build up tolerance against,
yeah.
Right? And yeah, that brings us on to an interesting point, right? Is that there are different countries and different cuisines around the world. They have different levels of spiciness, right? They use different amount of spice and chilies in their cuisine. And do you think that also helped build the general population's tolerance against spiciness?
Yeah, I think there is a possibility, or this is the reason, some of the reason behind, because climate, eating culture, all this is interrelated.
Mm.
Yeah, when a region is hot or wet, people there can eat or love spicy food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for example, in India, they are very famous with their chilies and hot spices. And in Sichuan, Hunan, which is the southwest of China, they are very famous with their spicy cuisine as well.
Mm.
And of course, in Southeast Asia, Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia,
yeah,
we all love spicy food.
Mm. And there's a recent trend also of all those like people eating the super spicy instant noodles, right? What's the brand again you were saying just now?
Like the Korean Samyang chicken, spicy chicken ramen.
Have you had that one?
Oh yeah, sure, of course.
Do you like it? Or is
kind
it too
of like
spicy?
It, but not the second version, which is a 2 times spicier.
Oh, there's a second version.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's called nuclear spicy.
Okay, yeah. I've never had that one. I never even had the first version. But yeah, maybe I should try someday. But I'm not very good at tolerating spiciness, so maybe that's something I should build up. Mm. But talking about spiciness, right? People measure the level of spiciness by the Scoville unit, right?
Yep.
Does that relate to... Sorry, bringing back the conversation to capsaicin again. Does that relate to the amount of capsaicin in the chili pepper itself?
Yeah. Is the spiciness level is depends on the amount of capsaicin.
Mm.
And is measured using the units of Scoville heat units. Is starting from zero onwards until 2.2 million, which is the hottest, spiciest chilies.
Oh, what's it called, the hottest one?
The Carolina...
Oh, Carolina Reaper, was it?
Yeah.
Ah, but it seems like every year, people are finding spicier and spicier peppers out there, right?
Every year, they do have, not a competition, but they do checking on there is a new species or what a combination of different, a hybrid of different types of species of pepper or chilies.
So what's the highest level of Scoville unit that you personally have tasted before?
For me, I think it's around, I'm taking the Korean Samyang hot chicken ramen. The score is around 4,000.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's so low. What? How much is our bird's eye chili, our chili padi actually?
Chili padi is around 10,000.
10,000. Yeah. Oh, and the highest is 2.2 million, you were saying.
The 2.2 million basically is inedible.
So what's the point of making a 2.2 million Scoville units pepper? That's like, yeah, I think they just do it for their record, right?
I think so.
And going back to how different cuisines have different levels of spiciness, right? Mm-hmm. The most of the chili peppers, like talking about the Carolina Reaper or even a lot of the peppers that they use in India, a lot of them came from South America or Latin America, right? And then it kind of got brought over by the Portuguese traders. Can you talk about that a bit, like how the traders kind of bring it across the world and how the chili pepper embedded itself into some of these cultures?
What I just get to know is the chilies are taken to Asia by the Portuguese, and the chilies itself, they grow quite well, I would say, in the tropical climate, and then they grow abundant a lot. So the locals will use it in their cuisine, and basically they shine in the hot climate region. Mm. Another one is people mention that why spicy cuisine always found in a hot climate region or country is because by eating chilies, then you increase your body temperature, help you to sweat, and this will have a cooling effect to our body. But this is only a group of researchers that agree on this. There is another group of researchers actually doesn't really agree. For them, they say why does chilies need to be inside the cuisine is because it's for the antimicrobial effects. Yeah, it's because microbial easily grow in the hot weather. Yeah, so it's a method of preservation.
Oh, so there's actually a compound in chili that helps to kill off some of these bacteria and
yes,
microbes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Antimicrobial effects.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show today.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a quick break. I've been speaking to Dr. Chong Li Chu, a lecturer and program director from Taylor's University. When we come back, we'll be talking to Jin Lim and Brandon Ho from Jenny Boy TV about their new show, Hot Guys, and I'll force them to eat some Sichuan peppercorns with me. Stay tuned. You're listening to Breaking Bread on BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Breaking Bread, the show where we suffer from spiciness. We've just learned about the science of spiciness, but now we are going to talk to Jin Lim and Brandon Ho about their spicy new YouTube series, Hot Guys.
My name is Jenny Boy.
And my name is Brandon.
And we're very, very honored to be here today to talk about food. Because to be honest, we have no idea what we were doing when we started that show, Hot Guys, which is online, by the way, which you guys can watch. We go around.
But whose idea was it initially?
Okay, so what happened was, you know, remember that at one point in time there was this whole ramen challenge?
Yes, the spicy Samyang ramen
thing.
Yes.
Even before it was in Malaysia, you had to buy it off like Lazada or Amazon or whatever not and ship it here. So we shot one video and that video went crazy. And then for me, in my understanding, I would think that, oh, it's because, like, you know, it's Korean culture. Anything Korean culture people would like, right? And then after that, what happened? We did another challenge, which was drinking the spiciest tom yum, and that flew as well. So in my mind, I was like, hey, you know, it'd be kind of cool if I just made a show focused entirely on eating spicy food, right? Because there's so many food shows out there. You know, there's so many food critics, there's so many food bloggers, there's so many food vloggers and whatever not. So I decided to kind of like come up with, like, you know, it was the way we came out with Hot Guys was a joke. I was like, hey, imagine this. Hey, we're hot guys, but we're anything but hot, you know?
That was a good intro though. I like that intro.
The way, like, when you told us about the idea, it was so like on the fly kind of thing. Like, I think he probably had it cooking in his mind for some time, but when he told us about it, he's like, hey, Brandon, I want to do this show. It's like, we're all hot guys, you know, but we're actually not really hot, but we try the spiciest food. And then the next week, hey, Brandon, you free? And that was literally it.
Yeah.
That was literally it.
The first episode we did was we filmed the Korean noodles.
No, it was the ayam geprek.
Yeah, so the ayam geprek was actually, we filmed it after the Korean noodles, so we just switched it around because we thought that that would be a better episode to start with. But yeah, and for the lack of a better word, we are suffering for everybody's entertainment.
Yeah. I always tell him, like, Jin, why couldn't we just, like, run it in hot guys, right? Maybe cold guys, like, try the best ice cream around the world.
But that wouldn't be as exciting, though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because everyone's done it.
So tell me a bit about a few episodes that you guys have done. Like, what are your favorite or, like, the tastiest food you've had?
Oh, okay. Okay, I would say tastiest was the most recent episode we just released.
The Nasi Lemak Burger?
Yeah, the Nasi Lemak Burger. That's like, you know, together with our friends at My Burger Lab.
Mm-hmm.
We know they already have the Nasi Lemak Burger. Yeah. But we told them, hey, we know your Nasi Lemak Burger is not to say very spicy. So, you know, would you just customize one for us just
and
because,
like,
you know.
Spice it up.
And spice it up. And they're like, okay, challenge accepted. and they were working really, really hard to really try and come up with the spiciest sambal. So the sambal had like ghost pepper. I don't know what they had in there.
There was ghost pepper and habanero.
Ah.
But to be fair, right, when I watched that episode, you guys didn't seem to be suffering as much
because
as the other episodes.
Yes. I mean, admittedly, I mean, we will admit and confess as well, that was the yummiest episode. We wouldn't say it's the spiciest episode. Yeah. We have episodes where, you know, we really, really suffered. That would probably, I would say, like, the least spiciest, but the trade-off is that that's the yummiest episode. Like, I would go there and go back and do it all over again because it's so good.
Yeah. That was probably the least spiciest episode, right?
Yeah, if you're talking about like the spicy Korean one that we had in the first episode, second episode, I can't remember.
Yeah.
That one, there's no chance I will walk in the shop and say, hey, I would like another order of that. There's no chance for me to do that, like, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, but then again, every episode that we shoot, when we go in there, we will eat the original level of spiciness. I mean, like the one that obviously the cook would recommend for customers. But we lah will be the fellas will be like, okay, can you tambah a bit lah and see how crazy we can go. And the whole idea of the show is very simple. You go to different spots. Although it says that we travel around the world, but because of budget, we only stay
in Malaysia.
Malaysia. Soon, and we only keep it within Malaysia and within the Klang Valley. Mm-hmm. We go there and we eat, and we tell you whether it's worth dying for or not. Because, you know, when people eat spicy food, they always suffer, pull their hair, and then they'll start banging the table and stuff like that. So, Malaysians love their spicy food for some reason.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah, and every time when you eat something, there's always some sort of spice, whether it's mild or even crazy. There's always some sort of spice in food. Yeah, your sambal, your curry,
always.
Your Chinese Sichuan food, everything has some sort of spice in it. And you know, we are so lucky because we live in a culture where you get different type of spicy food from different types of cultures. So that's amazing.
And I think it's so amazing that our culture, right? Like the three major cultures at least, right? All three cultures have their own spicy food.
Yeah.
Like there's no like one culture that doesn't really have any spicy food. Mm-hmm. Like the Chinese, you know, will always have like sambal at the side one, you know, and even the Malay culture, nasi lemak, everything must be paired with sambal or chili padi or sambal belacan.
Yeah.
And then the Indian, generally a lot of the things that they eat are also spicy food.
Yeah.
Right?
So and when you mix it all together.
And it still works.
Yeah.
It still works.
Yeah. Only the Western are not so daring.
Their version of spicy is like what? Chili or ketchup or
bell peppers.
Bell peppers.
That's spicy.
Bell peppers are not
spicy. They also have the recent trend of hot sauces. And it's become really big, right? And
it used to be just Tabasco sauce, right?
Yeah, it used to be just Tabasco. Yeah. And then now you see like so many different brands with like fancy packaging and
labels. I personally don't like the hot sauces because it's so, I mean, like if you get the really spicy ones, it's so spicy that you can't even taste the sauce.
Isn't that the same for chili padi though?
No, not really though. Chili padi, you taste the, okay, if you mix it with soy sauce and everything, right? You taste the soy sauce first and the mixture with the soy sauce and the spiciness kind of gives you that blend, that fusion of two sides of a story. And then the spiciness takes over. At least you get to taste the taste first.
True. You'd be surprised at all the episodes that we've done so far. No matter how spicy and no matter how much we actually suffer during the show, what we get is actually the taste of the food first.
Yeah.
Before the spiciness sort of kicks in. And no matter how long it lingers, I mean, it's up to the spicy level, level. But actually, we taste the food first before we actually get to the spice.
Yep.
Yeah, so it still gives you a chance to enjoy the food, I guess, in its native environment.
Yeah.
And actually, right, comes. Actually, I was speaking to the Taylor's professor I talked to you guys about.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she was saying how spiciness is actually not a taste.
Mm.
It's actually a sensation, a feeling of pain.
Oh. Yeah.
So I guess that's why right people word, suffer, man. Right?
It is quite funny.
You mean is that scientifically proven?
Yeah,
though?
it is.
So
it works very differently from like saltiness, sweetness, because that's all your receptors in the tongue, right?
Okay,
yeah, but then this one is like, it actually makes you feel something. And speaking of that, I actually have like something that will make you actually feel the spiciness. I brought some mala peppers.
Okay. Can you just punch me in the face? Rather than you rather have that.
Yeah, so
have you had mala hot pot before?
I have had is it the same as the Sichuan hot pot?
Yes, it's mala peppers, or like they call it hua jiao, like flower pepper. It actually smells really nice.
Okay.
And they use it in Sichuan cuisine a lot. And if you give it a smell.
Here's the thing to all our listeners.
Whoa!
I had no idea we're doing
it. It smells very different.
Our dear host knew. I had no idea we're actually coming in here and actually trying.
I didn't want you to bail. I want you to
give it a smell.
Can I get
it? It smells actually really good.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite ingredients to use.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it smells so good, right?
Is it spicy? So
it's a different kind of spiciness. So I made like a sauce base out of it. So usually when they do it in Sichuan cuisine, they will take a oil base,
yes,
infused with this mala pepper.
Okay.
And they will add like vinegar or sesame oil to make it blend better with the dish, right? Like they do like eggplants with it, or like fish in it.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is just the oil base itself.
Okay.
So, and I made it extra numbing.
Extra
numbing, so it's a different kind of spiciness.
May we know what the ingredients are before we consume this?
Sure.
Like what was put in this
So there's like a lot of spices like starnies, cinnamon, dried chili, ginger.
Those are not spicy per se.
Yeah, so those like are not really spicy.
Right. No, not really.
So the main spice here is from the numbing sensation of the mala pepper. Yeah. So
it sounds like a developer, dude.
Yeah,
the
I
way
know,
he's
right?
talking, it's like how you build an app. So how you build Uber? Okay, I'm going to put the mainframe over here. Then I'm just going to put the GPS tracker and whatever.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The way he's explaining this is like, wow.
Here you go. Okay.
Anyway, we've got our spoons here. So Jin, why not you go first?
You can take a big mouthful. Yeah, you can stir it a bit from the bottom.
Okay, so am I supposed to take the...
Yeah, you can take a bit of the cha underneath as
okay,
well.
Okay, you know what? Let's do this together, right? You take one spoon, I take one spoon, and we'll pop it in together.
Okay, cool. You take. Oh man, I'm kind of nervous a little bit.
Probably very different from what you guys have been
okay,
doing
cheers.
On your show.
Wait, we gotta cheers it, man. Okay. I like how he's actually
very good.
Yeah,
I love the commitment.
It's pretty cold in your studio, so this might help.
Okay,
ready? Cheers.
Cheers.
All right.
Cheers.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Describe to me what you're feeling right now.
Right now, I feel like there's some... It's like, first, you taste a layer of oil.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you have this bunch of critters dancing in your tongue. And then it stops on the tip of your tongue. And now it basically slowly creeps to the back. And then, you're right when you say it's numbing.
Yeah.
It's not spicy.
And it slowly builds, right?
Yeah. And it's like, okay, put it this way. You're putting ice in your tongue to numb it, but... It's not spicy. It's not cold. You get it?
Yeah. So for me, I felt like the oil is very obvious. Like when you drink it or sort of when you eat it. And then towards the back of the mouth, when you swallow it, it sort of follows the trail right into your throat.
Yeah. This is not spicy. This is numbing.
It's spicy. Yeah.
But right now, it feels like there's like a Ferris wheel in my mouth. I don't know why I
said. You get to feel like the ying 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 feeling. You know that sort of nagging sort of like ying 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 ying.
It's
that
like
kind of numbing
like,
feeling. Like yes. I don't know. I didn't like the taste though.
No, the aftertaste though.
Yeah, the aftertaste is so horrible.
No.
Do you like
I
that?
Like the aftertaste.
Really, you do?
There's this like little aroma.
Yeah, I get the aroma.
There's a big hit of aroma, but usually... Oh my God, can we talk properly?
Yeah, I feel like we need to drink water, you know, after this.
No, this is fine. This is like... this is the usual hot pot kind of style that you get when you eat in like Hai Di Lao or any places. Then when you have too much of it and it's super hot, you numb your tongue and you don't get any taste... from the rest of the other meals that you eat.
And people always say like they always pair the numbing sensation with actual conventional spiciness itself.
This is hilarious. Everyone is like finding it really hard to talk right
now.
Yeah, so we're all passing.
That was part of the point. So I'm passing a bottle of water around.
That belongs
so
to him.
You can talk better.
You know what it feels right now? Okay, you know, there's this candy that you put in your mouth and it pop rocks.
Like popping candy. Yeah.
This is like micro... popping candy in your mouth, like literally, literally micro, as fine as sand, and it basically is going up in your mouth right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. Like, it's got that And is now, it all from, I mean, does the numbing sensation come from this
yeah,
one?
Yeah, it's just
spice?
From that, really? That hua jiao. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to try.
Try a few. And you need to bite that.
What's this called again?
Hua jiao.
Hua jiao.
Yeah, they call it like Sichuan peppercorns. Yeah. Brendan is looking.
So that's where it comes from.
Brendan is looking a bit worried
it's
right now.
It's not spicy though. No, it's not spicy.
It's like you say, it's numbing. Like, that's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's just numbing. But this is such a interesting.
It's
sensation.
A very different, right? Yeah,
I've never felt this sensation.
So I think
before.
For one of your future episodes, you should go to like a mala hot pot place.
Actually, yes, we have a few things that's been scheduled, but I think we kind of want to have a mixture of food from all cultures because right now we've just been focusing a lot more on like Malay food, Indonesian food. We just did burgers, so yeah, mala hot pot is actually one. On the line. Oh, this is a lot spicy. The spice just came.
It has just come right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a slow build up, you know?
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah.
That's why I say, like, that's what I was saying just now, like, most of the spicy food we try, I think it doesn't just apply to this hua jiao. A lot of spiciness, even chili padi, it doesn't come really instantly.
Yeah.
We sort of get to taste the food first.
Yeah.
And then the sensation,
you
I guess.
You feel the pain.
Yeah. Yeah, then it comes along. Yeah.
Right now, my lips are numbing. Wow, this is cool.
You're right.
It's really cool, right?
Yeah. No, it's cool. Yeah, I don't know what to feel about this.
Actually, so I really don't like the like a straight up spiciness, but for this, I love it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just a little bit, I would say, like, if you pair it with food, like you said just now, when you cook something and you pair it.
I went to like northern China once, like near Harbin, and it was like a really, like, in the middle of a snowstorm. And then you just go into one of the restaurants that serve all the mala food.
Uh huh.
It's so good. Once you go in, you just like cannot stop eating. Oh. Even though it just like makes your whole mouth, it's like 10 times what you're feeling right now. Right.
I feel like the whole Sichuan sauce has gone down to my esophagus and to my stomach.
I feel
like the numbing sensation is like on my...
Oh no.
Yeah.
All the best tomorrow, bro.
No, I don't think...
No.
It's not bad.
It's not very bad.
It's just a weird feeling. But obviously it comes out the more you feel it most in your mouth lah.
Yeah. Once it goes in, it gets lesser and lesser.
This is crazy.
Here's another thing when we do our shows, right? We have to like sort of clear our schedules the next day. We always have to like make sure we are no meetings, no shoot, especially in the morning.
Because
right
after
we shoot,
set out some time for
we have to
for
set
toilet
out
breaks.
We got no choice. Yeah.
I'm completely fine though.
He's okay though. I don't know if you. I've experienced it twice. One when we did the Korean thing,
uh-huh.
and one the other one we did which is the season finale that we just shot.
Yep.
The next day was just hell. Like, I can tell you, like, besides vomiting, right, we had input, I had output immediately.
Oh my god.
And then the next day was, it was crazy. I don't know about your experience, but when
I was completely fine though.
You were fine?
Yeah. So the spiciest episode that we shot, we actually tasted the Carolina Reaper. It is the hottest pepper in the world.
Oof.
And at first, they told us that they used to import all of these peppers.
From like Mexico.
Yeah. But now they actually grow it locally in Malaysia.
Oh.
And the thing is, they obviously didn't make us eat the pepper alone. They cooked it with a meal. I mean, it's coming out real soon, but just say that it was the worst suffering episode that we've ever suffered when it comes to spicy food. Brandon here lost the plot. He walked out of the shop.
For the first time, I couldn't. For the first time, I literally said, Jin, I'm so sorry, but I cannot.
Yeah, he walked out and he was just like, you know, he was just rubbing his head. He's looking up in the sky.
I cannot.
I know, like, he was in pain. He was wondering, why did I sign up for this?
Pain. Like, if your professor was here, she can explain everything in full detail to you. Like, I don't know how to explain the pain. Yeah, I mean, you can watch the episode. It's coming out soon, so do look out for it.
I'll definitely watch it to see you suffer.
I guess vomited. I vomited. The next day, I was holding on to something because I was so in pain. And I was on the toilet bowl. I was literally, like, you know, grunting, like, it was that painful, you know? It was and I just told myself, like, why am I doing this again?
You know, the only time that I had a very bad stomach after eating spicy food is always
chili pan mi.
No, not chili pan mi. It was always that samyang noodle. But for others, it's completely okay. I don't know why. Maybe because, you know, when you eat those meals, right, you kind of like pair it with like vegetables and stuff like that.
Mm.
So that's why it kind of makes the process of letting go a lot easier.
Mm.
Oh man, okay. I won't go into two details,
But you were saying this was your last episode or season finale.
Yeah, so that's going to be the season finale. Mm-hmm.
And in the future, are you planning to have more of these like hot guys episode or more food shows?
Yeah, so I think the whole idea with this was to make it a season so that people be like, okay, cool, it's a season. And, you know, you got to give us a break for a bit because eating spicy food on a very regular basis every 2 weeks can be a little bit tiring and damaging to your rear end. But it was supposed to be something that was for fun, you know, just to go out and play. And it's now forming up to be a more solid show. I mean, if you look at, if you watch the first episode, second episode, third episode, every episode is becoming more and more, you know, refined, structured almost, and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, it's very much reliant to the comments and the engagement from the viewers. They'll tell us where to go. I mean, they have suggested enough places for us to shoot for the whole entire year. And the first one that we went to, it almost killed us. So, yeah, the first user suggested one, it almost killed us.
So that's when you decided, maybe this wasn't such a good idea anymore.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's fun though, because the thing is, we went all the way to Bangi to try this food. And it's like, you know, when we keep telling our friends, like, hey, you know what, we're the type that will travel for food. We don't. We always, you know, for me, for the lack of a better, we always sit at home and we grab the living daylights out of our food because we're so lazy. But this actually makes us go out there, understand the different parts of KL, different parts of Selangor, different parts of Malaysia, actually, and see the different type of people. And to see the food, that side, I mean, just crossing over the Bangi, there are so many different things there alone. Mm. Really. So it kind of just opens up your mind a little bit more.
Cool. Well, all the best with your upcoming shows, and look out for the next episode where they eat the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So thank you so much. Thanks for coming on the show, Jin and Brandon.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
That's all for this week's show. For more episodes, head to www.bfm.my, or you can also find us on iTunes, Spotify, and on the BFM app. And if you're hungry for more funky foods and recipes, head to my blog at junandtonic.com. That's JunandTonic.com. I'm Jun, and you've been listening to Breaking Bread on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.